This is Derek Warren here with Tim Hemman with IDOT here in District 7. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, good to be here.
I wanted to talk about the construction project updates on that. I know Fayette is moving along pretty nicely. They've gotten past Jersey Mike's, or they're right where they're at right now, it seems like, in that area. What's the update on that?
Yeah, as far as Fayette Avenue, traffic running along, driving through Fayette Avenue, they will remain in the current traffic pattern for most of the rest of the year. There shouldn't be too much deviation from where they're driving now. The contractor is working. They're starting at Fayette and working their way east, like you said. And there will be some entrances and side streets closed at time to get through there. But, you know, property owners should have access some way to their property. But there will be some closures at some, you know, at periodic times. And as far as at the intersection of Fayette and Henrietta, they're currently working on the northeast corner. And by mid to late September, they should have that corner done. And they should be moving over to the northwest corner there at Henrietta and Fayette. And when they do that, traffic will be shifted over. The north and southbound traffic on Henrietta will be shifted over to the east side of that intersection. So it's moving along at a fair pace. We've had decent weather here the last few weeks to get some things done.
Yeah, it's cooled off and stayed dry. Those are two big things, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's moving along on schedule. I know I-70 is the other big one in the area here. How's that one moving along?
Yeah, I-70, currently they're putting on the final lift of asphalt pavement. That final lift should be done at the end of next week. They should have all the asphalt on, and they should have the aggregate shoulders added to the project. So then by mid-September, they should be able to start some seating and maybe some guardrail work and some striping on the westbound lanes of I-70 there. And hopefully by late September, early October, we can move the westbound traffic back onto the westbound lanes. Currently, the westbound's on the passing lane of the eastbound. And so hopefully by, I'd say, early October, we can move, not use the crossovers anymore, and put westbound traffic back in the westbound lanes. And once the traffic is back in the westbound driving lane, we'll probably still have the passing lane closed with barrels. The contractor will be able to work in the median area, do some more striping and some more seating, get some signs and guardrail up, and then, you know, remove the barrier. And hopefully we're totally off the road by the end of October is kind of a goal with that project. So it's been moving right along, and we haven't had a lot of accidents. So we do have periodic accidents, mainly rear-end type accidents within the zone. Just someone just doesn't pay any attention, and you know, have a rear-end accident that can cause a chain reaction effect, kind of. So yeah, as they're traveling through there, just stay alert, stay off their electronic devices, and just be aware of changing conditions, slow traffic, and things like that.
Yeah, definitely. Now, just to confirm, whenever you open up the westbound lanes again, the traffic, it'll just be the one lane on the right side, right? The passing lane will still be cut off?
Yeah, that's probably what will be. There'll be about a month there, maybe three weeks, where we have to work in the median area and remove the barrier and, you know, some more striping and some guardrail and signs to put up and stuff. So there will be a time frame where we just have each direction have the driving lane open in each direction, eastbound and westbound.
Well, either way, hopefully that will help cut down on accidents even more when they're separated out on the different roads.
Yeah, it should.
Well.
It should, yeah.
But, yeah, it's nice to hear that's moving along and getting near an end on that, too. That's nice to hear. So moving along pretty nicely on I-70. I know there's a few other construction projects in the area that you guys have been working on. What are the updates on those?
Yeah, Illinois 3233, north of Effingham here. It's pretty well done. I think they're finishing up the striping on that this week, and they have some reflectors to put in yet, but that's pretty well coming to the end. In a couple weeks, they should be done once we get them reflectors in. South on US 45, south of Illinois 37, we have a over Big Salt Creek there. We have a bridge project, and it has signals up, traffic signals up right now, and they're in stage two. So that'll probably be another couple months before they're completely done. We will have a project. Well, we currently have an aggregate shoulder project going on. It's over by Montrose, north of Montrose on the Montrose Blacktop. They're adding aggregate shoulders. And also from Montrose to Greenup, they'll be doing that also on 40. A couple projects that will be coming up on I-5770 in the six-lane section. We will be doing some patching, but that will be night work. So most people won't even know that it goes on. There will be some patching on Keller Drive, and there will be a detour for some of the semis to get to the truck stops. But it'll be all on concrete pavement. So, and another project that will be starting in October 1st is kind of the tentative date right now. It's kind of subject to change, but on Illinois 37 north of Edgewood, there will be a road closure. Just north of, just like a tenth or a two-tenths of a mile north of Edgewood, we got a box culvert we have to replace. Okay. And there will be a road closure, and there will be a detour in place for, and that'll be I-57 will be the detour if you want to go north. And that's a maximum of 45 calendar day closure.
Now that culvert, is that right there before you go up the hill, going past like the FS building there right outside of town? Or is it on past that?
It's just past that. Yeah, at Edgewood, just north of the lake that takes it to the interstate.
Okay, I got you.
On 37, there's the road that takes you to the interstate from 37. It's just north of there.